Blog Talk Radio.
I'm about to go get me a foreign. I don't need a chick that is foreign.
I can't help but drill. I chase a bag, I don't chase clout. I'm doing numbers like a microchip. Magic words make a panties disappear when I whisper in her ear. Panoramic roof is crystal clear. Make a pussy purr when I shift a gear. Polo horses on my body got me drip dripping like a water faucet. I can see the future through Versace frame lenses like I was a prophet. I pull up in a new city, popping big bottles with exotic bitches. Ooh, bad boy like I'm Diddy. Good girls bouncing like they got switches. Bossed up and I ran up a check. Double up every time I invest. Super fly like a S on my chest. My success got these haters depressed. Sleeping on me is a no-no. When you wake up, I'm in go mode. With the game on the string like a yo-yo. Kicking flavor like I'm in a dojo. When he throwing shade on a coastline on an escapade. Horsepower when I mash out, got a dime sitting in my salad. I let her ride it till she pass out, now she locked down like a shower. Timepiece with the big face, got my wrist game on another level. Got my fitness like a briefcase, on my neck like a gold medal. Late nights on the town getting lit, every night it's like a holiday. Sexy women wanna join my team, cause I'm the one penny harder way. Only dimes on my line, with freaky thoughts on their mind. In good brain Einstein, got me on cloud nine. I'm a big dog, you a flea. Selling game, it ain't free. Name buzzing like a bumblebee. Real boss, you just wanna be.
I don't need a chick that is boring. I'm about to go get me a forest. I don't need a chick that is boring.
What's going on? What's going on? Welcome to Studio 73. I got a call on the line. Caller 601-502. Who am I talking to? Where you from? Where you at, baby?
Yo, it's the boss with the sauce. The Smokehouse Entertainment Architect, Scotty Pimpin, man. Calling from that Jacktown, Mississippi.
What's up, Mr. Scotty? How you doing, sir?
Man, everything great, man. Everything great. You know what I'm saying? On the grind as usual.
Oh, man, you always on the grind. You always got something going on.
No doubt.
So everybody know that was Ralph Lauren by Mr. Scottie Pippen. Smokehouse Entertainment Architect. We got him live in the studio,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
Let's get it down. Let's get it on. Let's get it in, baby. How you doing tonight, man?
Yeah, one time. Man, everything been great, man. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, got through to make him around, getting a little work out in. So, you know, trying to hold it all together.
You working out? You trying to stay in shape? What's going on?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So you in the gym,
baby?
So you in the gym? You trying to stay? I want to say trying to maintain your body for the ladies. What's going on? You just trying to stay sexy? Trying to get healthy?
Yeah.
You finna get out here and be in some movies? What's got going on?
Man, trying to stay healthy for me and the ladies, man. You know what I'm saying? just trying to take shit all around the board, man. This era with COVID and all these different illnesses, you know what I'm saying? The more you can take care of your body, the better off you can be.
You're right about that, man. You on a work program? Do you go every other day, every week? You got you a program that you do when you go to the gym?
Yeah, I work with a trainer, man. I go four times a week, Monday through Thursday. Terry Cooper at Totem Fitness here in Jackson. So, yeah, I work out an hour every day, you know what I'm saying? Strength and cardio routine. So I do different workouts every day, you know what I'm saying? I've been going training with him over a year, and I haven't done the same workout two times in a row yet.
That's what's up, man. You staying in shape. That's all right. You need to take some people to the gym with you. Y'all start a little workout crew. Hey, check it out, Scotty. Won't you introduce yourself, man? Let people know who you are, who I'm talking to. You know what I'm saying? I would do it, but it's so much better coming from the artist or the CEO in this time frame, the CEO. So go ahead and tell people who you are, man, what you do, what you represent.
Man, once again, I'm Scotty Pimpin, man. I'm the CEO of Smokehouse Entertainment. Mississippi-based independent record label and operating out of Jackson, Mississippi. I got a roster of talented artists, man. The label itself has been in existence for over 10 years. I got 7 artists currently on the roster, man, and, you know, we try to consistently put out great music year-round, get out, do shows, city-to-city, state-to-state, and try to maintain a heavy internet and social media presence as far as marketing and promotion goes, man, and get to it, you know what I'm saying? Nonstop all the time, you know what I'm saying? We try to drop a project every month and a half or so, whether it's an album or a single, and you know, we just grinding, man, you know, trying to reach the people, trying to make a name for the brand and the artists associated with the brand, and, you know, see what we can do.
That's what's up, man, and it is Smokehouse Entertainment. What's your latest project?
Yeah.
Boss Mode? Let's talk about Boss Mode, man.
Yeah. Boss Mode is the latest project Smokehouse Entertainment has released. My album, 14 tracks, produced by Mississippi producers, D-Ford produced 10 of the tracks. Fred Nice produced 3. D-Ford is from Belzona, Mississippi. Fred Nice is from Oxford, Mississippi. And then I got one other track from out-of-state producer called Twan Beatmaker. But, yeah, 14 dope tracks, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a nice, wavy vibe, you know what I'm saying? Packed with dope bars, you know what I'm saying? And lyrical execution, you know what I'm saying? That's my forte, you know what I'm saying? That's what I try to do when I get on the mic. You know, most of the time, I focus on, you know, the development and release of my artist project. But, you know, every now and then, you know, I step out and put something together for the people, you know what I'm saying, and get it
popped. I can dig it, man. Hey, check it out. How long it took you to make Boss Mode, man?
Man, it actually took me a little over a year to actually put it together. And that was really primarily because, you know, I was focused more on releasing the albums by my roster of artists, my team of talented artists, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we recorded and released an EP by my female artist, Remedy, from Greenville, Mississippi, called Pressure. We recorded and released an EP by my Smokehouse Entertainment new wave affiliate, Mookie Montana, called The Soft Kid. Produced and released an album by my artist Lil Biggs, who's operating out of Salt Lake City, Utah, and we produced and released an R&B EP by my R&B artist Curtis B, who's from Jackson, Mississippi, but operating out of Dallas, Texas. So in the midst of doing all that, you know, I had put together a couple songs like Ralph Lauren and No Rush with Mookie Montana, Ralph Lauren with Fred Nice, he did the production and the vocals on that one. And, you know, I released them as singles. And by the time, you know, I had actually gotten the majority of the projects put together for the team, I started to focus in on mine because I was trying to plan out the content we were going to release throughout the year so we can, you know, carry ourselves throughout the year. And I was like, man, we could use another project, so I might as well go ahead and turn my two singles into a full-scale released, and guess what I did? You know, I locked in on it, and I actually recorded maybe 6 or 7 of the tracks that's on the album in the last 3 months before it was released.
Okay, bro, that sounds like dope-ass workflow, man. You got dope workflow, bro. Because you got all these artists you're trying to handle, then you turn around and try to put together your own project. And your project, let me tell you, man, Boss Mode is like the shit. I listen to it all the time, man. I really like it. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy it very much. And to the people that don't know how to listen to Boss Mode, man, where can you get Boss Mode from?
First off, man, I appreciate you. I'm glad you're enjoying it. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the things that makes me the happiest, you know what I'm saying, more than any fame or revenue that's generated from the project is that people actually like it, man, you know, actually enjoy the content and the quality of it. But, you know, for those that want to tap into Boss Mode, you know what I'm saying, you can stream or purchase it on all your favorite digital platforms. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, Amazon Music, Google Play, YouTube, Deezer, like every major platform where music can be streamed or purchased, you can find Boss Mode, which is my album, as well as all of the projects by my Smokehouse Entertainment family of artists.
Okay, bro. Hey, Scotty, let's get into one of the tracks, man. How about For That Paper? For the paper, my bad. For the paper,
let's do it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it for the paper, baby.
All right, let's get into it then, bro.
I've been making plays for the paper.
To the riches, I add and multiply to run up my digits. As a child, I was always ambitious, so all I know is to go out and get it. I am determined to run up a bag. I make every move like it was my last. I'm so addicted to popping these tags. I hustle like Nipsey to get to the cash. I gotta get it by any means. Got the heart of a hustler and boss in my jeans. Making reality from every dream and stuffing pockets till they bust at the scene. I run up a check and do the money dance. Pull up in a coupe, stomach through some bands. He deep in the game, never been a fan. Making plays while they watch from the stands. In love with the money, I can't get enough. Plans to get paid, it's all I discuss. Gamble with me and I'm calling your bluff. I'm smooth when I move, but I can get rough. My life is a picture of profit and power. Believe in myself and don't worry about doubters. Putting in work every minute and hour and stacking my money up tall as a tower.
I've been making plays for the paper.
I can't afford to ever let up. I'm good, but I strive to be greater. Knocking down every obstacle like a setup. When I get a bag, I flip it and triple it. Too much hustle to diamond and nickel it. 3 moves at one time is a triplet. Authentic, go get a not counterfeit. I'm in the boardroom and in the street. Talking big budgets, checking receipts. All I do is win, no one can compete. When they cooling off, I turn up the heat. I'm hungry and I gotta eat. And by any means, making it beat with the fruits of my labor. I made a feast, made my own table and pulled up a seat. I'm relentless when I get a chance to get paid. I'm going all in and won't hesitate. Strategic with every last move that is made. I stick to the plan and won't deviate. I'm way up and I know I'm blessed. Everything I want, I manifest. Got money, power, and I got respect. Can't accept more, but never none less.
I've been making plays for the paper.
that's that architect, Scottie Pippen, for the papers. Scottie.
Yeah.
You got some collabs on here, man. So
I
know who
that
was.
Right there, man.
I know who it was, but why don't you tell the people, man, who you collabing with?
Man, that one right there was featuring my guy Drabo Coolidge, man. That's a real, real talented brother, man. You know what I'm saying? It was a pleasure to work with him and all the dope artists I got featured on this thing, man. You know what I'm saying? He really blessed me with that hook on that joint right there.
Yeah, yeah, I can dig it, man. I really enjoy it. Who else you got collabing on the album, bro?
Man, I got Mookie Montana collabing on several tracks, you know what I'm saying? That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? I got Cord Ross, which is an R&B singer from the Delta of Mississippi. I got Fred Knight, who produced and did vocals off some tracks. I got Curtis B, that's doing an R&B singer that's on my label, you know what I'm saying, doing vocals on a track. I got lyrical features by my female artist, Remedy, Lil Big, my dog, MJ the God, you know what I'm saying, who's another one of my artists on the team. This album is coming up soon. And I got Lil Big, Remedy, MJ the God. Oh, yeah, and Mookie Montana also got a verse on there.
Okay, dope, man. Dope. So Scotty, tell us, man. Tell the people, man, what came first, brother? Were you rapping before you started wanted to be a CEO, or were you a CEO and then you became a rapper? So how'd you set it up?
Man, I was rapping first. You know what I'm saying? I've been in love with hip hop as a MC. You know what I'm saying? Since my teenage years. You know what I'm saying? So I was in a high school rap group. You know what I'm saying? Where we went school to school and performed at all the school, you know, programs, rapping, you know, our own music. So, you know, I've been a rapper as long as I've been in love with MCing. I mean, with hip hop. And so I started formally making albums with my brothers as the Love City Player. That's where I released my first four albums with, you know, me and my two blood brothers. Splurge and Playboy Snow came together as the Love City Players and released Trilogy Volume 1, Trilogy Volume 2, Welcome to the Smokehouse, and The Player Way. All those over a span of maybe 10 years. And maybe in the course of the last two albums is when Smokehouse Entertainment was formed. Initially, we were putting the records out, only music by the Love City Players out. You know, as my brothers started to make career decisions, we started to focus on other artists and, you know, putting their music out. And over time, I came together with the group of artists I have now and, you know, became the CEO.
Okay. That was one of my questions, too, man, because, you know, you got the Love City Players. Love City. Let me talk about your brand, not the players, but Love City as a brand, and you have Smokehouse as a brand. So what's the difference between your Love City brand? Is that your clothing line compared to Smokehouse Entertainment?
Love City is my apparel line. You know what I'm saying? We have T-shirts, hoodies, long sleeve tees, hats, gullies, masks, jogging suits, you know what I'm saying? A whole line of apparel and all types of colorways that, you know what I'm saying, has been doing real well for us. You know, it originally started just some merch to sell when we were out and about doing shows, you know what I'm saying? Because one of the key principles, you know, that one of my colleagues and mentors, Kamikaze, always told me and other artists is when you're out moving around doing shows, it's always good to have merch so you can at least make a little revenue and at the minimum leave something with the people that they can remember you by. So, you know, it started off as merch, and it just caught on, you know what I'm saying? Love City as a brand stands for any city or place that has love and respect for the true real.
Okay, I can dig it, man. So, Smokehouse, you say you got seven artists. Now,
yep.
Can you name out all seven of them right now?
Yep. I got Remedy, female artist from Greenville, Mississippi. Shouted 4-8, female artist from Jackson, Mississippi. Mookie Montana, male artist from Jackson, Mississippi. MJ the God, a male artist from Greenwood, Mississippi, operating out of Memphis, Tennessee. Lil Biggs, a male artist from Salt Lake City, Utah. Curtis B, an R&B singer from Jackson, Mississippi, operating out of Dallas, Texas. And Playboy Snow, which is my brother, which is one third of the Lil City Players, operating out of Dallas, Texas as well.
Okay, dope, man.
And me.
And you. Is it hard juggling that many personalities, bro?
It can be at times, but for the most part, man, you know, my dad was a coach. You know what I'm saying? He coached a competitive female softball team that traveled all over the nation, you know, playing the tournaments and winning. So I've always been around, you know what I'm saying, coaching, you know what I'm saying, and leading a group of people. So, you know, it's kind of in me to be a manager and a leader of people, you know what I'm saying, to try to, you know, I think I'm a pretty good communicator, and that's really what it's all about, you know what I'm saying, being able to understand people's personalities and how you can best communicate with them to get the point across, you know what I'm saying, because you can't handle everybody the same way, you know. So, you know, but for the most part, man, I try to associate myself with good people, you know what I'm saying. Not only am I picking them, but they're picking me, you know what I'm saying. So I try to align myself with people that are good people at heart, you know what I'm saying? They got good personalities, and when that's the case, it's not really hard to work together, you know what I'm saying? Naturally, you're going to have some differences of opinions about things, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be ideals or approaches or things of that nature, but, you know, when everybody understands that we're all working toward the same goal and we're working together, you know what I'm saying? It's really no hard feelings or no tension involved in it, you know what I'm saying? It's, the end result is what's most important.
Right, I can dig it, man. Hey, Scotty, let's, okay, so for the people, before I play your next track, okay, is your roster full? Are you looking for new talent? Are the doors always open for people to come and try to be a part of Smokehouse Entertainment?
Man, for the most part, there's only a little crack in the door. It'd have to be an amazing talent, you know what I'm saying, to really get me to be able to commit some more time and resources to a new artist. But right now, I feel like my team is very strong, very solid and diverse, you know what I'm saying? Everybody on my team is truly talented, you know what I'm saying? Neither one of them has the same sound or the same content. So, you know, we're pretty strapped up, you know what I'm saying, to be able to put out content month after month, year after year, you know what I'm saying, without any let up, you know what I'm saying, and it always be high quality. So, you know, we're pretty set right now.
Right, man, I can dig it, bro. We finna get into this No Rush. How about that?
Yeah, No Rush featuring Mookie Montana, my guy.
That's right. That's on that Boss Mode too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, bro, let's play this, and then I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna pick your brain a little bit more, all right?
All right, no doubt, let's do it.
No doubt, let's go.
I ain't tryna rush you, baby. Never gonna slip in all night. It's about to be a long night, yeah. I ain't gonna rush you, baby. I ain't gonna rush. Double cup sipping all night. It's about to be a long night.
Be a long night.
Said from the way that I kick it, maybe I can be her type.
Be her type.
Shawty said she ride with the kid, but she only single for a price. Baby, this a life I live, so I gotta do the shit right.
Do the shit right.
You ain't tryna leave with the kid, what you gon' do in my car? You ain't never lived this life, you ain't never been with a star.
Oh, no.
You ain't gotta hold your tongue, tell me if I'm going too far. I ain't gonna rush you, baby, 'cause you know tonight is
ours. It ain't a rush, we can take it slow. Keep it on the hush and go with the flow. Whenever you're ready, just let me know. Give me the green light and then it's a go. Your skin is as soft as a cotton ball. So on the way when you make the call. If you want the D, you can get it all. And I'll get it wet as a waterfall. I know you like what you see. I wanna know if you're feeling my vibe. Come with me and set yourself free. You need a king to stand by your side. You're killing the scene like a murder case. You got the juice and I wanna taste. Gorgeous face and a tight waist. Make my heart race when we embrace. Fantasizing about a spending time. Finessing your mind when we bump and grind. Rubbing my hands up and down your spine. Watching your eyes looking for a sign. Your body language told me how.
how you feel. I know you've been hurt, now it's time to heal. So let's take a dream and make it real. Need a Superman, I'm your man of steel.
Never go sleeping all night, it's about to be a long night.
Be a long night.
Different way that I can't get, maybe I can be her type. Shout out to you're out, kid, but she only single for a price. Baby, this a life I live, so I gotta do the shit right. You ain't tryna leave with the kid, what you gon' do in my car? You ain't never lived this life, you ain't never been with a star. You ain't gotta hold your tongue, tell me if I'm going too far. I ain't gon' rush you, baby, cause you know tonight is yours.
You ain't never been with a star. Let me introduce you to a brand new lifestyle. Let's have a few dreams at the bar. You can tell me about your hopes and your dreams in the meantime. I'm trying to understand where you're coming from. Then find out where you wanna go. I know the pain in your pants got you feeling numb. It's time to move on if you wanna grow. You need a man with a plan, not a bum. Looking dumb, trying to get some attention on Facebook. If you want it, then you're talking to the one that is shining like the sun and can change your whole outlook. Choose a boss if you want the most out of life. Tell me your thoughts as I hold you close through the night. If you're your dog, then you had to come to the light. You've been treated wrong, I'm the one to treat you right. You deserve the best, but the best and none less. I can lift you up and take away the stress. Always knowing by your side, you ain't gotta get. When you choose a king, you don't need to rest. Let me elevate your mind and your body and your soul to a level you ain't never seen. We can celebrate the grind for our goals, cause you and I together make a better team.
Make a better team. Never come sipping all night, it's about to be a long night.
Be a long night.
Different way that I kick it, maybe I can be her type.
Be her time.
Shawty said you're out with the kid, but she only single for a price. Baby, this a life I live, so I gotta do the shit right. You ain't tryna leave with the kid, what you gon' do in my car? You ain't never lived this life, you ain't never been with a star. You ain't gotta hold your tongue, tell me if I'm going too far. I ain't gon' rush you, baby, cause you know tonight is yours.
Be alone.
That's the brother Scottie Pippen featuring Mookie Montana, man.
Yeah.
Ain't no rush.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't no rush.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I had to smooth it out a little bit, baby.
I can dig it, man. So far, so good. I can dig it for real, bro. Scotty, let me ask you a question. Your name is Scotty Pimpin.
No. Yeah, yeah. P-I-M-P-E-N.
P-I-M-P. It's not Pippin. Are you a Bulls fan, my brother? Did you
get that
from
Scotty
Pimpin? So you represent
the Bulls, man. Scotty. Yeah, definitely. Scottie Pippen, an all-around player. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, I flipped it to Scottie Pimpen, P-I-M-P-E-N, as in pimp my pen. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what I do.
Got it. Yeah. Now I know. Now everybody know, huh?
Yeah, I can
dig that, bro. I can dig that, man. But, man, I tell you what, man. I'm going to talk about Boss Mode. Boss Mode is dope. I'm not going to sit here and go down the tracks. We're going to do them on the live. And then, you know, everybody just go buy Boss Mode, man. They are available. The Boss Mode is available, man, on all major platforms.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, indeed.
Please go buy. You can go check out it on Spotify. You know what I'm saying? Boss Mode is in the house. Scottie Pippen, you put that one together, Mr. Architect.
Man, I appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? Came together.
Prize, bro.
Man, I appreciate that, man. It came together super nice, man. You know what I'm saying? Once I locked in and collaborated with you know what I'm saying, my family of artists that, you know, on my team as well as that I got connections with through the hip-hop community in the state, you know what I'm saying? It made into what I feel is a beautiful work of art, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I was inspired by the hip-hop community, you know what I'm saying, in the area. You know what I'm saying? I attend a lot of showcases, a lot of events where people that are actually getting down, you know, independent artists that are actually getting to it, you know what I'm saying, making quality music and got great followings, you know what I'm saying. And I went into places and watched them operate and watch how crowds respond to them. And it inspired me, you know what I'm saying, to want to put together something that had the type of quality that could get that same type of response, man. I really think I've done that.
Yeah, y'all do great. I'm tell you about the live shows too. People ain't never been to one of y'all live shows. They missing out. You know what I'm saying? These real artists, they doing it for real. They ain't faking it. They ain't shooting the shit. They out here, man. They
yes, indeed.
What you hear on the record is what you're gonna hear on the live, man. And it's a great thing to see them live
shows,
man. Exactly.
We spitting them vocals live. You know what I'm saying? You know, like ain't no rapping over vocals. We performing live. You know what I'm saying? It's live MCing. So the same cadences and patterns and delivery that you hear on songs, my team is capable of delivering that on stage live. You know what I'm saying? That's one of our trademarks. You know what I'm saying? And that's what a very large percent of the hip-hop community here in the state, you know what I'm saying, adheres to, you know what I'm saying, being true stage performers, you know.
It's, I know COVID-19, man, it's kind of COVID, really just, this year just really, it's not geared to a live performance, it's not geared for really just getting out here and promoting no more, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't move like you want to move.
Yeah.
And I understand that part. So what you think about 2020, man?
Man, it's been crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything slowed down to a crawl, man. You know, it put us all on lock. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was a straight up, you know what I'm saying, lockdown like it was at four, like at first, you know, when everybody had to stay in the house, you know, you barely could move to the mass, to the limited crowds. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's been a crazy year. You know, nobody should ever forget 2020. And from a music perspective, you know, it kind of presented the opportunity to diversify, you know what I'm saying, your game when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, marketing and promoting music, you know what I'm saying? Because for us as a team, we were heavily dependent upon, you know, getting out and doing shows, you know what I'm saying, to touch the people, you know what I'm saying? We did a little marketing and promotion, you know what I'm saying, online, you know what I'm saying? But the majority of our focus was getting city to city, state to state, and in front of crowds and reaching the people like that. But with this kicking in, it made us really have to study the marketing and promotions game, you know what I'm saying, from an online perspective, whether it's running ads on the social media platforms or running campaigns on YouTube or Spotify in the streaming platform. And it really made us have to study and get a grip on how to best use those approaches, you know what I'm saying, to our advantage. And I think, you know, it's kind of worked out. Now we have some, you know, as far as me as a CEO, I have a greater understanding of how to use those methods, you know what I'm saying, to help us. And when we combine that with, you know, when we're able to combine that with getting out and doing shows along with the marketing promotion stuff that we've learned, it's gonna prove to be real effective for us.
That's what's up, man. That's what I say about 2022, man. It changed the way I looked at things. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I did Swag Nation magazine before, and I was planning on doing other things. But then, man, when you stuck at the house, you know what I'm saying? And you really can't go do nothing. You have to change your whole way of thinking. Like, okay, now I got to approach it from a different way because I can't do this and I can't do that. But what can I do? You see what I'm saying? So
it's always
a way, man. It's always a way, man. That's why I want these artists to understand. It's always a way to get yourself out there to don't give up because one thing happens and something else because you still got your talent. You still got the talent. You still doing these. You can still write these songs, make these videos. Speaking of videos, when is the next Smokehouse video?
Man, I'm gonna shoot a video for another song off the Boss Mode album sometime soon in the next few weeks once we get through the holidays, pretty much this next holiday, and then I'm trying to map some out. But I've really been studying the analytics on the response to the music, you know what I'm saying, to see which song has been getting the greatest response, and I think I'm gonna let that drive the decision on which video to shoot. But definitely at the top of the year, we're going to record videos for Remedy's single that she released this year called Work It Out. We're definitely going to get that video shot. Then she got a new single. She has a new single that she's working on now. We actually got it recorded. We're about to get it mixed and mastered called What You Like. We're going to shoot a visual for that. Lil Biggs is playing the visual. You know, we're letting the analytics drive the visuals choices. You know what I'm saying? Again, it's improved our game. You know what I'm saying? Usually, You know, prior to this, we were just making a personal decision on what video we wanted to shoot. But now that we've learned a little bit more about, you know what I'm saying, the marketing promotion and how to study the analytics that we get off that, you know, we're letting that drive the decision. So we're going to, you know, over the next few months, you know what I'm saying, we're going to put out at least one video by everybody on the team, you know, and keep going from there.
Okay, I can dig it, man. And you in Jackson, Mississippi. So tell me how the environment in Jackson, you know, just in Jackson, how's the environment, man? And what's the feel about the city?
Man, you know, you speaking just in general from a hip-hop perspective?
Just in general, man. And then, well, really both of them. Just in general, when you're in your city, how you feel about the city. Then in general, what's the future like? You can see Jackson becoming, you know, because I see Jackson doing a lot of things, and then, you know, like Deion, Jackson State, you see what I'm saying?
A different
flow to the city. So how you feel about the city right now?
Man, you know what? I've always been in love with the city, you know what I'm saying, with the city of Jackson. You know, I'm not originally from Jackson. You know, I'm actually from Louise, Mississippi, which is a town in the Delta, you know what I'm saying? Conference County to be exact. And, you know, I've been living in Jackson over 20 years, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it has a stigma to it about, you know, crime and violence and things like that. But, you know, crime and violence is in all metropolitan areas, you know what I'm saying? And when you actually study, you know what I'm saying, the roots of the crime and violence and stuff like that, you know, there are factors that play into that, you know. But, you know, for the most part, you know, the city is a great place to be, you know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, over the last several years, being that, you know, things have kind of opened up so much, you know what I'm saying? You got so much opportunity, whether it's, you know what I'm saying, you know, different jobs, you know, the entertainment community has really, really, really popped up, you know, improved, saying because, you know, years ago, you know, not too distant past, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, you know, having attending artists perform at a party, you know what I'm saying, was frowned upon. You know, people would walk out or whatever case may be. But now there are various events that are put on where independent artists are the attraction, and people come to engage and enjoy that, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, that's a big, and then naturally, you know, you got different kind of industry, you know, coming within the metropolitan area, you know, where it's the Nissan plant, you know what I'm saying, where cars are built. You got the Continental Tire plant, you know, providing all type of opportunities and all the financial implications that come with that. And then, you know, me being an alumni of the mighty Jackson State University, you know, we got primetime Deion Sanders as the head coach now. So, you know, that's naturally with someone of his stature coming into the program and bringing all the influence that he has along with him, it's definitely going to bring, you know, some greater opportunities and exposure to the not only the university but the city as a whole. So, you know, I'm expecting big things, you know what I'm saying, for the city in the future, you know what I'm saying, and everything to continue to be on the incline, you know what I'm saying. So I'm loving it.
Right, I can dig it, man. How about that hip hop community in Jackson? You know, I know y'all used to do showcases all the time, man. It was a showcase every other week. So I know COVID slowed it down, but are there events or things that y'all finna do that you want to let everybody know about?
At the moment, you know, it's pretty slow, but I know, like, right now we got a few things. Things are starting to pick up a little bit more because, you know, they're not allowing venues to have full capacity, but, you know what I'm saying, they're able to have a limited capacity. So, you know, some artists and some groups are taking advantage of that. So December 18th, my guy Mookie Montana and his New Wave label is putting on an album release party in Bolton, Mississippi. And, you know, I'm going to perform there. And Mookie Montana, OG Snap, and several artists are going to promote Red Fella on top. You know, several artists are going to perform there. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a blast. You know what I'm saying? So we're going in. And Jackson Indie Music Week, you know what I'm saying, which is a yearly festival, week-long festival that showcases the wide range of talent from the state, you know what I'm saying, and abroad, you know what I'm saying, but primarily from the state. So of all genres, so whether it's rock, blues, rap, R&B, whatever the case may be, you know, they have various showcases all week long, you know what I'm saying, that put that talent on display. So being that COVID is in place, plans are being made right now to continue that. So at this point, I'm not sure what the final decision on whether they're going to do venues or with limited capacity or whether it's going to be a virtual setup, but a proof of concept on the virtual setup has already been done. Recently, me and Dravo Coolidge performed at for the Jackson Indie Music Week, Jackson Tech Showcase. And so it was a pretty much a virtual performance, pre-recorded, you know what I'm saying, and then broadcast later, you know what I'm saying. So everything was mapped out beforehand. So, you know, things are moving. You know, people are finding ways to continue to get the talent out there, you know, and keep pushing, you know what I'm saying. And then, you know, with the hip-hop community here in Jackson and the state as a whole, because I'm from the Delta, and there are many, many, many artists in the Delta, in the city of Jackson, North Mississippi, on the coast that have outstanding talent and outstanding creativity and making good music. You know, people are still making music, still shooting visuals, you know what I'm saying, and marketing and promoting. So, you know, everybody's finding a way to keep pushing.
Okay, that's what's up, Scotty. I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate you for calling in too, man, for being my guest, for allowing me to interview you. I'm gonna play one more track for you, man. It's coming up. I'm up, man. I asked you to let the song play, then come back. I got two more questions for you, and
okay.
we gonna get it in, baby.
Yeah,
all right, man.
This I'm
up, man. Scotty Pippen.
Yeah.
Give a Coolidge, right? Right.
Yes, sir. I'm on the beach and drink a Coolidge.
Yeah.
We can take it to the store,
but I'm up now.
We can take it down,
up now.
Started from the ground, I've been down, but I'm up now.
Up now,
up now,
up now.
Take a look around, I done found that I'm up now.
Up now,
up now. Started at the bottom, trying to chase. Moving in the shuffle, take a stage. Stretches from the ground, I've been down,
now I'm up now.
Up and down,
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 up and down.
Now I'm up like the stars,
like the stars.
I done made it through the pain and I done healed all my scars. Overcame all the doubt when they tried to count me out. When obstacles was in my way, I just found another route. I didn't worry about my friends when they didn't show me love. Kept my mind on my hands and shit, tears, sweat, and blood. Put it all on the line and I never looked back. I had dreams in my mind, I have it, everything I lack and more. So I poured my heart into my every move. My mindset was to win so I could never lose. I kept my eyes on the prize so I could realize the fruits of my labor from all the compromise. Hard work and sacrifice to have a better life. If I had to do it over, I would do it twice. I got up, knocked off the dust when I fell down. Then let the struggle break my spirit, so I'm up now.
Stretches from the ground, I've been down, but I'm up now. But I'm up now. Take a look around and I found that I'm up now.
Up now.
Started at the bottom, trying to
change.
Moving in the shuffle, take a shake. Stretches from the ground, I'm down, but I'm up now.
Get a bigger check. I can't get enough success. I want the most and nothing less. I'm making plans to put in motion on a $1 million mission. Making something out of nothing with my mind like a magician.
While I'm
fishing up on a star, I'm working to make it happen. I hustle and grind for real. You hating, waiting, and capping. My third eye is open. I'm seeing a bigger picture. Success is much more than sex, drugs, and liquor. I got fire and desire. Ain't talking Rick James.
No.
Fire to rise high for the fortune, not the fame.
Oh.
Ain't a game, but I'm still making plays, trying to win. One more, even though I'm better than I ever been. I'ma be legendary by any means necessary. The facts I run into will only be temporary. The hustle would never stop till the grind I made a vow. Committed to my dream, so I'm up now.
Scratches from the ground, I've been down, but I'm up now. But I'm up now. Take a look around and I found that I'm up now.
Up now.
Started at the bottom, trying to chase. Moving in the shuffle, take a shake.
down, but I'm up.
That's what's up, man. I can dig it, bro. Studio 73. I'm in the house with Mr. Scottie Pippen, the architect.
Yeah, it's going down. Entertainment.
Mr. Scottie, I got a question for you, bro.
Yes, sir.
What's going on with the future of Smokehouse Entertainment? What are we looking forward to for the 2021?
Man, so in 2021, we'll be releasing the next project by MJ the God. It's yet to be titled, but all the music is recorded, so we're just trying to pick the songs and get the mixed and mastering done. The next album by Charlotte 48 is in production. You know what I'm saying? This will be her third album. Untitled, we're still in the recording process with her. We're about to release a new single by Remedy before the year is out. So, you know, really, well, it'll be dropping in January of 2021. So we'll be promoting, you know, setting up the promo for that all during the month of December, and then we're going to release it in January. And then, you know, throughout 2021, we're just going to continue to, you know, put out visuals for the new music, you know, the music that we released this year. And in the new music that we got coming up, we're going to push visuals, we're going to market and promote. And as the year continues to go on, you know, we're going to keep being creative. We're going to collaborate, you know what I'm saying, with all our fellow creatives and artists, and, you know what I'm saying, that are in the area or state to state, you know, that we have relationships with. And when COVID breaks, we're going to get back on the road, you know what I'm saying, city to city, state to state, and put in that work, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, keep trying to push this thing to the top, man.
I can dig it. All right, Mr. Scottie, man, I appreciate you, bro, for coming on. I appreciate you. Let me interview you, bro. Welcome to Studio 73.
Man, I appreciate the opportunity, man. You know what I'm saying? You and Swag Nation Magazine, you know what I'm saying, has always been great supporters of what the Smokehouse Entertainment family has been doing. So we definitely greatly appreciate you bringing us on your new platform, man, and letting us chop it up, man. Thank you again.
Yes, sir. You're quite welcome. So let the people know how to reach you, social media, whatever you want to put out there, how to contact Scottie Pippen.
All right, so you know what I'm saying, like I mentioned before, all the music by the Smokehouse Entertainment family of artists that I mentioned during this interview can be found on every streaming or purchase platform, all digital platforms you can find the music. But you can get to the new music without a middleman from our official website, www.lovecityplayers.com. On that website, you will find albums, videos, mixtapes, EPKs, and social media for all of the artists that's on the team. You can also email us at smokehouseentertainmentllc@gmail.com. On the website, you can join our mailing list. You know what I'm saying? There's a form on there where you can submit your email address and get a part of our fan club. You can reach us on Instagram at Smokehouse Entertainment. You can reach us on Facebook at Smokehouse Entertainment. You can reach me on Twitter at Smokehouse ENT. That's the label. You can reach me, Scottie Pimpin, on Facebook at Scottie Pimpin, SCOTTIEPIMPEN. You can reach me on Instagram at Scottie Pimpin LCP. And you can reach me on Twitter at Scottie Pimpin 55. So, you know, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? We out here grinding. We're available everywhere you can reach us. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere we can be reached, we're there.
Okay, brother. I appreciate you. Hey, you want to give a shout out to your fans, man? You got something to say to your people? Let them know how you appreciate their support. And then after that, we're going to play that Wearily Work It.
Yeah, definitely. I want to shout out first off the whole Smokehouse Entertainment family, man, for you know what I'm saying, being my teammates, you know, working with me and letting me help them present their talent to the world. Shout out to Love City, the Dirty Delta, you know what I'm saying, Jacktown, the coast, North Mississippi, the whole state of Mississippi, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, really vibing with the team and supporting us there where we go, you know what I'm saying, and giving us the feedback necessary for us to continue to grow, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, stick with us, because it's up.
All day, man. Appreciate you, bro. I can dig it. Smokehouse Entertainment, CEO, Mr. Scottie Pippen. Love you, bro. Appreciate
it's going down. Appreciate you, bro.
That's work, man. Welcome to Studio 73. I'm sorry for that moment of pause. Next up, that was Miss Remedy, Smokehouse Entertainment. Oh, work it out. Work it, work it out. I had to get on the treadmill and shit, man. I was kind of digging it. Like, I was in a rhythm and shit. I was like, work it out. Work it out. But we finna do three in a row. You know what we finna do? Three in a row. Smokehouse Entertainment. Man, let's get it in. Studio 73. Huh? Let's go.
Can't relate to
you. Can't.
I said you don't understand my pain. No, you don't. I've been through so much in my life, done so much wrong that it felt right. Even that thought of suicide, too many close to me have died. Lost my dad at 15, it was murder. Lost my mother in love, and that even felt worse. Lost my stepdad, and it elevated the hurt. And it hurts so much. They say pray, but it seems like it don't work. I'm just being honest, and they say the truth hurts. But somebody had to be praying for me. I should be dead or in jail for what I've done in these streets. You don't understand my pain. You know what I've been through. You don't understand my pain. No. If it's something you've never been through, then it's something you can't relate to.
You can't.
I said you don't understand my pain. No, you don't. You don't understand my pain. You know what I've been through. You don't understand my pain. No.
If it's something you've never been through, then it's something you can't relate to.
You can't.
I said you don't understand my pain.
No, you don't. I shed tears while writing this song. I shed tears when I'm home all alone. And every time that I pick up the phone, I get the voicemail that reminds me you're gone. You don't understand my pain.
You know what I've been through.
You can't relate to.
You can't.
I said you don't understand my pain. No, you
part of my vision. Oh, you know I'm drippin'. Look, bitty bitch, you respect my pimpin'. Yeah, they head to riffin', but I won't let a little hoe in my business. No, I can't be specific, but I know some niggas who be really down with it. Nigga tryna make it to the bank. Street nigga doing shit that you can't. I'ma gonna remix it in the same. What it is, what it ain't, what you can't. Lil' Mookie put packs on the road. Nigga getting exposed, they hoes. Big brother stay down 10 toes. In the hood, cause you know the street's cold. Straight from the street, nigga. No cap, got a hoe tryna tag me. No app, catch me in a 10 speed. Cross a mouth, D-hole tryna catch me. But I'm telling how you niggas ain't heard by soul. Tell how you rapping and you ain't took off. And it's gone 2 days and I hit it exhaust. You don't know where I been, you don't know what it cost. They gon' step through the back, they gon' shoot it through the cross. One false move, we gon' knock a nigga off. Words on the street, say they talking to the lost. You gon' suck a nigga dick till it go to a jaw. Tell how you niggas ain't heard by soul. Tell how you rapping and you ain't took off. And it's 2 days and I hit it exhaust. You don't know where I been, you don't know what it cost. For a nigga tuckin' down cause you broke. I'ma gon' take flight, no coach. Baby said she wanna put her in the throat. All this water on a nigga need a bowl. All these goddamn chain, no slaves. Rap niggas swervin' all in my lane. I'ma pop a nigga cow champagne. I got four white bitches cocaine. They gon' light a nigga up Hussein. Get through the rain and the pain in the game. On fence, down to blow a nigga brain. I just ran up the bag in the game. Baby mama drive a nigga insane. Some fool had to better my frames. Ain't no steady taking off on these lanes. No cap, in my rap on game. Tell me why the nigga fold when it's crunch time. Rap niggas always waiting for a punchline. Blue faces on a nigga at all times. At all times, at all times. Tell me why the niggas fold when it's crunch time. Rap niggas
always waiting on a punchline. Blue faces on a nigga at all times, at all times, at all times.
Tell me how you niggas ain't heard about songs. Tell me how you rapping and you ain't took off. In the city 2 days and I hit it exhaust. You don't know where I been, you don't know what it cost. They gon' stab it through the back, they gon' shoot it through the cross. One false move, we gon' knock a nigga off. Words on the street say they talking to the lost. You gon' suck a nigga dick till it goes to a jaw. Tell me how you niggas ain't heard about songs. Tell me how you rapping and you ain't took off. In the city 2 days and I hit it exhaust. You don't know where I been, you don't know what it cost.
Nah, you straight. You straight. Get it.
Been grinding,
this is
man.
A Studio 73 Triple Play Smokehouse Entertainment.
Especially
we love you, man.
That's a struggle alone, man. For real. I did it.
Dope as fuck.
We dope as fuck, man. It's your peoples. It's your man's Artisan Drew, Studio 73. I'm here with you, man. We just did a triple play. We just had that Curtis Beat My Pain. We had that Mookie Montana Sauce. And we had my man MJ the God. I did it. Get it, man. Get it. You know what I'm talking about. All right, man. Let's talk about some serious business here. Y'all know this coronavirus. It's not going anywhere no time soon, right? You know how they let us go out. They start opening everything back up. At first, it was all, hey, we don't need to do nothing. Everybody just needs to stay at home. Let's get control of this shit. Then your president was like, fuck that. We are under control. We are going to open up the country. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong. This is a fake-ass virus and all that shit. He talking all that shit. Then he end up with it. And then what happened? Motherfuckers out there protesting. Motherfuckers out there celebrating shit. Motherfuckers out there just together. And I can guarantee you one thing about people and human beings. We don't give a fuck about each other. Sometimes. So even though you got a bunch of us out there that's trying to do the right thing, trying to make sure we got our mask on, we're trying to make sure we're washing our hands, trying to make sure we don't do shit wrong. You got a bunch of motherfuckers out there, and it's a lot of people out here, man. There's a lot of people in this country. So you got a lot of people that don't give a fuck. They're going to go out here. They're going to go cough it. Ain't nothing wrong with me. Then they come to work, talk in your face. They got the shit. I know one of my partners, man. They got the shit. The motherfucker come to work, talking to him, no mask on. Yeah, man, I just left the doctor, man. I got the shit. You know, I'm talking to him, breathing in the face. Gave the man corona. See what I'm talking about? People that don't give a fuck. See what I'm saying? So we got to get control of this shit ourselves, man. We just can't depend on everybody else. You know what I'm saying? So take the shit seriously. You know what I'm saying? You know why I say take it seriously? Because you got 12.6 million cases in America, the United States. You got 259,000 deaths. That's people losing their lives off of this shit. Healthy-ass people, man, get this shit and they die. You know what I'm saying? Some people sick and get it, don't die. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? You know what I'm saying? What you doing? You playing Russian roulette with this shit? What's really going on? You know what I'm saying? Just so you know, Texas, hey, man, y'all at 1.19 million cases. You know what I'm saying? 21,000 deaths. California, 1.15 million cases. 18,000 deaths. Florida, 953,000. 18,000 deaths. This shit ain't funny. You know what I'm saying? Illinois, 675,000. New York, 612,000. You know what I'm saying? 12,000 and 33,000 deaths. Respectively. So when are we gonna start taking everything serious, man, about life, man? This ain't nothing. Even if somebody made this shit up and put it out here, man, this ain't no fake ass shit. This some real shit that we need to be dealing with, man. Stop acting like corona is not out here. Stop acting like COVID-19 don't exist. Stop being part of the problem, man. Be part of the solution. Look at it for what it is. It's a change of how we do everything. So let's get it in, man. All right, bro. Finna get back into Smokehouse Entertainment, man. We got enough artists to do another triple play for Smokehouse Entertainment. So here we go. Give me a minute. Hold up. Let me find my shit. And here we go, man. Smokehouse Entertainment. Triple play.
Oh, yeah. I like.
I like that cheap cheap. He like that bang bang. He like that freaky shit. I like the same thing. He like it when I bend it over, let them mic swing. I gave him sloppy toppy, so I guess I blew his wine. My head gang lit, my set gang dead. Ooh, show me daddy, he make my pussy wet.
right in his face. And we on that kissing type shit. I like that titty titty. He like that bang bang. He a freak, I'm a freak. We like the same thing. They like it when I bend it over and let that monkey swing.
Nigga, but we ain't out of Green Bay. I keep the AR with me though when I'm making plays. The 12 hell, they want the boxes in the cell. But I'ma get my mail, try not to take a L. Roll up the gram, I weighed on the digital scale. Pulled out some liquor for my niggas dead in jail. I'm trying to make a sale, gotta get the bag, baby. I'm living fast, baby, gotta bought my ass, baby. Pop some tags, maybe, after I done made a flip. Super Sunday barbecuing and we drinking beer. On the grill, got a deal, had some juicy steak. Set it out so the whole hood can get a play. This a situation, put your cups up. Made the cashier go on the cart me. She said she's sorry, I ain't tripping cause it happened often. Glock farted for the haters if they try to off me. They feeling salty cause they hate the way that I be ballin'. We at the bar and the rounds going round and round. And the ladies really feeling how we get down. So off top we getting chose in the first round. And on the first night, y'all, she gon' let me pound. When I hit the town, it's gonna be a situation. And I ain't spitting at no bitches if them bitches basic. I'm out here getting the gravy, keep the sloppy seconds. I'ma blow a blunt aloud and give me some back. This a situation. Put your cups up. And your lighter too. Fire the blunt, bruh. Take a sip, blow a stick and get fucked up. And we ain't worried about shit that don't concern us.
Drop that dough like you when you pop your ass when you drop that low. I ain't playing around, baby. money, why would I chase you? Too busy, no time for me to lace you. And if I'm with another chick, I hope you stay cool. Only thing I love is hondos, girl. Only thing I chase is bundles, girl. I ain't talking lace frontals, girl. You messing with a head honcho, girl. If you cold, find a poncho, girl. If she's yours, I don't want your girl. You can have her ass back when I'm done with her. He really acting like a square when I bust in her. Had to take her ass home, make love to her. The whole time she was thinking about me. Never chase these hoes, I let them come to me. Don't you slow down, baby, you better run to me. Better shoot your shot and make it fun to me. Go ahead, show me some things that could be done for me. Go ahead, show me some things that could be done for me. Make it fun for me, baby, what? Never loving these hoes, I gotta stay true. Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Never loving these hoes, I gotta stay true. Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you?
All right, man, that concludes the Smokehouse Entertainment Triple Play. We had Shorty 48. We had Playboy Snow Lituation. We had Lil Biggs, man. Stay true, man. This is your man's Artisan Drew. I'd like to thank once again the architect, Mr. Scottie Pippen, Smokehouse Entertainment, CEO, Love City. Players, man, I just love the interview today, man. I love the interviews all the time. And I love y'all for I want to thank y'all for listening in, man. I want to appreciate everybody out there. Yeah, it's Studio 73, man. It's a new platform. You know what I'm saying? We're going to grow at this thing, man. We're going to make it happen. We're going to make it better and better. You know what I'm saying? But you got to start something. Can't always just sit on the sidelines, man. You got to get out there and do it, bro. You know what I'm talking about? Studio 73. I'm going to end this with me and my boy, man. Me and the COC, me and my people's Painology. I love you, bro. Rest in heaven, man. And don't you ever, ever, ever think I'm going to forget about you.
Defending us when I should have been building me up. The optimistic side of me was destroyed by the lack of trust. Should have been just trying to fuck, but I only knew how to love. Now I can tell when enough is enough. I keep refilling this cup and the memories that keep building me up until this bubble busts with you. I will shape the illusion of
never hurt ya.
You will forever be my boo.
You remain untrue.
My love turned to hate for you.
We were supposed to never end.
I look in your eyes, you just be 10.
It ain't easy to get over you.
But it's time for my life to begin.
How can you say that you love me when you don't have no loyalty? Glad to have you out the picture. So don't come running back to me. Doing better now, living better now. I'm a better man now. I'm peeping the game, keeping my guards up. Never fall in love again. Two girls that think they stuff is gold, using that thing as a weapon. Learn my lesson, I could do better when I let you get the best of me. I'm into bigger, better things. Keeping drama away from me.
Never ever tell me that you love me.
If you just hate me so.
And never ever tell me that you want me.
Then just let me go.
But always, babe, always.
believing in me.
Always.
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 Studio 73, hosted by your man. It's me, man, Artisan Drew. Until next time, we'll see you later. Next interview, Comedian Q Live. Bye.